You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Doesn't give my opponents much time to run up to an election, does it?
The Wire.
Amid rising global tensions, the United States is set to introduce an automatic draft registration later this year, meaning eligible young men will be added to the system using government data rather than having to sign up themselves. I spoke with Associate Professor Jennifer Frost from the University of Auckland about what this shift signals and how it connects to broader political movements and concerns within the United States. So the U.S. is set to introduce an automatic draft registration later this year, meaning eligible young men will be added to the system without having to sign up themselves. How significant is this shift in your view?
I think it is quite significant because, as you say, it means that you move from a voluntary, if expected or required, system of registering for the military draft to an automatic one. And one of the reasons why they are doing this is because something like only 42% of 18-year-old men in 2024 actually went ahead and complied with that requirement to register for the military draft. And so the, you know, federal government wants to have greater participation from more young men. And interestingly, this was passed by Congress as part of the National Defense Appropriation Act in December of last year, and it was signed by Trump. So this is something that actually came from Congress. And what has brought it to attention is that last month, the Trump administration sent forward basically a rule request to get the rule to be approved and then effective in December. So it's coming into attention at this point because of that rule request, but also obviously right in the middle of the U.S.'s war on Iran.
And we last spoke to you about the No Kings movement. How do you see these new developments around this registration fitting into that political movement?
Oh, it fits into it absolutely, because it's another example of the overreach and the incursion into people's lives by this Trump regime. So, for example, one of the things they're going to do is they're going to establish a database that puts every young man, male child, into the database from birth, and then it's going to track them and follow up with them. And so you can argue it's an invasion of privacy. It's also, they're going to rely on a gender assignment at birth that also we know is not something that is necessarily going to be accurate. And in fact, some feminist groups have opposed this, saying, you know, why is it only, you know, cisgender men who are being included and not cisgender women, et cetera. So there's a lot of pushback from pacifist groups, from religious groups, from anti-war groups, from civil liberties groups, as well as feminist groups.
Now, the U.S. isn't reintroducing mandatory conscription, but it is moving to an automatic registration, making it easier for young men to enlist. What message do you think this sends, especially at a time of rising global tensions?
It is a very scary message, and I think that's why you do have this opposition from, I mean, something like 40 different groups have come together to oppose this rule request. And also, I think we've got to remember that the last time that the U.S. had a military draft was during the Vietnam War that ended in 1973. And that war as well was understood by opponents to be an illegal and unconstitutional war, because there never was a declaration of war from Congress to approve the American war in Vietnam. And we're in the same situation now, where the Trump regime has pursued their war in Iran without congressional approval, without a declaration of war. And so this is consolidating power in the hands of the executive branch in the Trump regime. It's a violation of the Constitution, and it shows that the rule of law and the Constitution is not in effect in the United States.
For young people in particular, what do you think this moment represents in terms of trust in a government or in political engagement?
I think it shows a lot of distrust. I mean, even across the population as a whole, only 24% of Americans in the last poll approve of this war in Iran. 24%, right? So three quarters are opposing this war, or at the very least neutral on this war. And so to have this at the same time, this unconstitutional, illegal, unpopular war is being pursued with, you know, and we can criticize the war in various other ways, the lack of strategy, the lack of any concrete goals or purpose that's been laid out by the Trump regime. You know, at the same time this is happening, you have this rule request that is definitely frightening young people because just like with Vietnam, they don't want to go and fight a war that they are critical of and that they oppose.
Should we be concerned in New Zealand about expanding power or militarization in the U.S.?
Yes, I think so. I mean, one of the arguments of the critics of this is that by making it easier to find young men, in this case, to draft into the military, you actually ease the process for military planning. And that is, you know, kind of encourages or can lead to greater military intervention. And in fact, one of the things we think or has been hypothesized, the limits on the current war in terms of boots on the ground or, you know, an invasion of troops is a lack of numbers. So if you have greater numbers of, you know, military servicemen ready to go, you know, is that going to encourage greater military intervention? So it's, you know, coming right at this point in time. And I think what's interesting is when this was passed by Congress in December and signed by Trump, at that point, you didn't hear much about the opposition. It's that it's coming at this precise moment when we're seeing the dangers of this unfettered Trump regime in terms of using military power. And so this is when the pushback is really coming.
What's the key thing you think people outside of the U.S., including here in New Zealand, should be paying attention to?
Well, I think this is part and parcel of everything that we've been, you know, paying attention to over the last, you know, year and more. And, you know, you mentioned the No Tyrants protests that have been ongoing in the United States and around the world, is that this regime is unfettered in its power. I mean, the courts are trying to do, in some ways, push back. The people are trying in protest, et cetera, to push back. But Congress, under Republican control, isn't doing enough. And so we are seeing an out-of-control Trump regime that has, you know, unlimited power, no checks and balances being used against it, or barely. And we're seeing that impact in how this terrible war is affecting both the people of Iran and the people in the, you know, the Gulf region, but also how it's affecting the global economy too. So the power of the United States, it still is the most powerful country in the world. And, you know, in the hands of this chaotic, you know, unconstitutional, illegal administration or regime is profound for everybody around the world.
That was Associate Professor Jennifer Frost from the University of Auckland about the new American automatic draft registration and how it connects to broader concerns around U.S. militarization.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.